Hi, I'm Ingo from Rose Travels, and today I have a very special guest, Stefan Lau from the ILO team. Welcome, Stefan.
Thank you so much.
In this video, we're going to talk about the heat transfer, then also the different settings that you can use in a roast, like the power setting, the fan setting, drum speed, and then we're also going to talk about the procedure, how actually then to do a roast, how to go from one roast to the other. And that said, I would start with the power settings. So one question here before we start about the settings is on the induction, because the ILO Bullet is working with an induction module. Can you explain a bit how the induction functions, and then when it comes to roasting, also like the speed of the changes, how it is in comparison to a gas roaster or to a classical electric roaster?
Right. And you said it, gas roasters is probably the roaster, or actually is the roasting concept that is closest to what we do with the Bullet, with induction heating. When it was the invention of using induction heating for the Bullet was actually to mimic a gas roaster as much as possible, but at the same time saving space, energy, so having a very small footprint, because the induction heating takes up no space, and the speed of the heat appliance is just as fast as a gas roaster, because the induction heating is the strong magnetic field that is created underneath the Bullet. There's a big coil there, curved, so it fits snugly around the drum, and the drum then gives the resistance to the magnetic fields, so it results in heating up the drum itself. So instead of having heat like a gas flame away from the drum, and then it has to transfer that energy into the drum. And with an ordinary electric machine, with electric elements sitting away from the drum, or even not a drum, but maybe a mesh or something where the infrared heating from those elements goes straight to the beans, there's a lot of heat waste in doing that. And you can never change that heat quickly and rapidly like a gas as you can with a induction. So the drum itself become the heating element.
Because of the proximity of the heat source and the drum.
Yes.
Okay, which also makes it very energy efficient.
And the drum will adapt to a higher energy level very quickly. I mean, there's a certain amount of kilos in the drum, so it will take some time to heat up, of course, but that's the same as with any gas roaster. Going down again, of course, the heat dissipation going out of the drum will take some time, but it's not like, you know, it's just like turning off the gas. The drum will still be hot for some time.
Which is also supposed to be in order to save energy and then bring energy into the drum.
So the main difference from other electric roasters is actually that the drum itself become the heating element and adapt quickly to any changes in energy applied.
Interesting. And when I'm doing a roast in the ILO Bullet, I have 9 power settings.
Yes.
So how are those power settings related to each other? Is it more or less linear, or?
It's actually linear. So what is happening is that I think the spacing between the steps is like 250 watts. It depends a little whether it's a version 1 Bullet or version 2. But either way, it's more or less linear, because the way you apply heat to a roast is also in roasters' minds linear. So again, the typical roast, you will apply maximum heating in the beginning. You have a high charge temperature for a big batch of beans, and you start out with high heat appliance to maintain the momentum in the beginning.
Yeah.
And you probably want to see that rate of rise to have a peak in a couple of minutes, and then go down either quickly or more slowly or whatever your roasting style might be. So starting with high settings, going down, and maybe shutting it off completely at the end because there's no need anymore because the bean mass is leveling off there with the heat.
What preheat temperatures do you usually recommend?
Well, we have a very nice table of several batch sizes in the manual. You can always consult that to see the table. Going 500 gram or something in batch size would require a setting on the version 2 bullet on 250, 60 degrees Celsius.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. So that would be a good starting point.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, again, it depends on the bean type.
Yeah.
Is it a very strong natural bean with a lot of sugar and a lot of chaffs? You might go a little bit lower because otherwise there's a risk that you can actually burn the surface. And then with washed beans, washed Kenyas, for example, you can go all the way up without having any issues. You can actually do a very quick roast there without having any scorching or tipping or whatever.
Okay.
So again, it depends on the beans, but typically what you want to do is having a high application in the beginning and then level off while you increase the fan speed.
Yeah.
So maybe the fan speed will be the next thing to talk about.
Yeah, absolutely. The fan settings. So what are your recommendations on fan settings?
Yeah. So fan settings. The fan is making sure that you actually have a proper airflow through the roasting chamber. Mm-hmm. I would recommend people, first of all, making sure that the fan is actually calibrated so that we know that the airflow is correct for different settings. And that has been done from the factory, of course, with a new bullet. But having said that, never go lower than F2. In the beginning of a roast, make sure that there's a steady, but in the beginning, slow flow of air through the bullet to make sure that all the water that is dissipating out of the beans in the beginning until the browning process starts will actually get flushed out of the roasting chamber. If you don't do that, the water will actually condensate on the inside of the roasting chamber and might also drip out from the door, but then increase like F4 or something when you are a couple of minutes or 1 minute away from first crack, and then increase because then the chaff is going to be released from the beans, and you want, of course, all the chaff to go through the machine into the chaff box.
So
that's one reason to have a sufficient airflow. And then, of course, if you roast towards the end and maybe going even to second crack, you would certainly want that smoke to also get out of the roasting chamber, not to have those smoky notes on your beans.
You did some tests, or you have some experience on what settings are adding more to convective heat transfer, and at what settings it's more than taking out the heat of the chamber.
Yes.
What are your experiences here?
Well, there's no one setting where everything changed, of course.
Yeah. Mm.
But to our experience, it all happens around F4, F5, where if you go higher than that, F5, 6, 7, then it's actually taking out the heat of the roaster. Mm. But luckily enough, when you need to do that, that is also when you need to have the most cooling towards the end of the roast. Mm. So in the beginning, it actually adds the heating that is created around the outside of the drum is actually where the air is coming from when it's pulled through the system. Mm-hmm. So below F4, it will actually add a little to the heating appliance, making a more even roast.
Like a more even roast, yeah. And then when it comes to even roast, there is also another setting people talk about quite often, which is then the drum speed.
Yes.
So you have the possibility to set 9 different drum speeds. And what are your recommendations here on the board?
Yeah. It's a very good question. And I'm sorry to say, you will probably never need those low drum speeds that is actually able to be set. I would say that the going lower than D7, even D8, waste of time. And the reason for me to be that blunt about it is you would actually want a good agitation of beans while you roast.
Yeah.
Also, we just discussed the air adding to the heat application below. If you don't have a proper agitation in the drum, you will risk not to have that air application actually working on all beans. Mm. And also, you would have some of the beans having too much contact to the drum. Yeah. So personally, but I'm not the one to decide, you can do whatever you like. I run D9 all the time.
Yeah.
So maximum agitation, and I can do that with small batches and full batches.
Yeah, okay, good. This is something that I also hear quite a lot when I'm talking to experienced roasters or roasting coaches. They say drum speed can have an influence, but usually it's so minor that hardly any roaster I know is then really working with different drum speeds. So your recommendation is then have one drum speed setting. Yeah. You can use 7, 8, or you even use 9.
Yeah.
And then when it comes to fan speed, you start a bit lower and then you go up to 4 or 5 at least to bring out then the smoke and the chuffs out.
And maybe at the end I will go all in with F8, 9 just to remove the last chaff from the batch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Perfect. Yeah, thanks a lot for this. When it comes to the workflow of the roaster, so first thing I need to do before I do anything else, we've been talking about it, is the preheating of the roaster.
Yes.
Can you tell me a bit more about the preheating? How long does it take? And I experience, and some other are also experiencing it, that sometimes the charge signal is coming. Sometimes it's not really coming after a couple of minutes and we already put in the beans. Can you give an instruction here on how the workflow has to be when it comes to preheating?
Yes. Yeah, so first of all, starting from a cold roaster, of course it will take time until you reach a hot machine in all aspects. It's not only the drum that needs to have the proper preheating set temperature. No, it's the whole machine actually. Mm. And that's why I sometimes see users that actually force start the roaster as soon as the IBTS on the front shows more or less the preheat temperature.
Yeah.
But that's actually too early. Mm. It might be that the drum is up to speed and heat, but the rest of the roaster has not reached any equilibrium temperature-wise.
Okay.
And that's actually needed because otherwise you will have a first and second roast that is very different from the third roast.
Yeah.
And you will never be able to compare those roasts. Probably you will never come in a situation where you have exactly the same happening first time of the day and then second, third, fourth.
Yeah.
But you can help yourself a lot by waiting like 20, 25 minutes actually. Yeah. And if you let it weight, unsolids, says charge in the speaker, it's typically around 20 to 25 minutes before that happens, especially with high preheating temperatures.
Okay, interesting. So you really wait until it says charge, because it can be a bit misleading. The drum is already on the preheat temperature that you want, but the whole system isn't yet up to temperature, which is something that's going to be measured inside, in particular with the beam probe. So then when the beam probe temperature is more steady and the system realizes, okay, now the system is consistent on the temperature, then it shows charge.
And Ingo, you just mentioned it. That's why we love the beam probe, especially in the in the preheating phase, where you can actually see on your roast time scope there that the IBTS is going rapidly up to the set, and then it goes cycle up and down and up and down, and that is where I refer to just before, that some people says, okay, now it's there, I just start because I'm in a hurry. But the beam probe will incline and incline, and suddenly it will go down again. And that's actually where we measure, okay, now it's ready, because that is actually mimicking a machine that is ready and in full equilibrium.
Okay, interesting. And this then also helps to do automatic roast and work in recipe mode, doesn't it? So that you have a steady preheat temperature.
Yes, yes, of course. But in recipe mode, where you change actions depending on the temperature, it's somehow working towards, okay, so if I didn't preheat it properly, then I just continue applying energy until I reach that temperature, or maybe then increase my fan speed or lower the whatever your recipe do. But that's a separate chapter. But that's why recipes is really God's gifts. because it can compensate for a lot of things compared to the mode where you actually let the time adjust.
Yeah. So if I understand you correctly, when it comes to recipe mode, you would recommend to use temperature as a trigger.
Yes. I mean, that's the whole idea of recipes, right? Yeah. We have possibilities to do things depending on the time that was actually passed since start. But that could also be that you want to show a message if you're close to first crack or something. You could have a little message saying, now you should be aware and listen carefully for the first crack. That would be ways where you actually need more triggers instead of just the temperature.
Yeah.
And you can also choose the beam probe as the temperature trigger and not the IBTS. But to me, it makes much more sense to do it to the IBTS because then you can change the batch size depending on what you're doing.
Okay. When it comes to the in-between batch protocol, or more or less, or more specific, when it comes to back-to-back roasting, how can I do a back-to-back roast in the Ailio Bullet?
Well, the important key here is the F1. This one.
Yeah.
So when you go into you finish your roast, it says cool immediately. The cool box will start spinning and cooling down. This is where you can actually restart the stack, so to speak, and go into preheat mode again. While you're cooling your beans, and immediately after taking out the beans, you can adjust a new preheat temperature. Or if you have a recipe running, you can let that recipe repeat itself with the next roast. So you don't even have to touch anything other than saying, okay, F1, then it shows back here. When it shows back, you just press PRS manually and it will go into preheat mode.
Perfect. And then it says again, charge when it's ready to charge.
Yes, but this is where you probably don't need to wait for the charge.
Yeah.
where you can actually look at the curve on the screen, the preheat curve, the IEBTS, as soon as it reach and starts turning down again because the preheat temperature was passed, this is where you could actually press PRS. You don't necessarily have to wait. That is if you do the same roast again. Most people do the same roast. But if you, for some reason, want a half batch back-to-back, then of course you will have to wait until it cooled down to the new temperature. And you will have to see that. But the thing is, equilibrium temperature-wise in the roaster already happened from the first roast. So if you're doing successive back-to-back roast of the same, everything same, you don't need to wait for the charge.
Interesting. One last thing when it comes to back-to-back roasting is then the question about chaffs. How often actually do I need to empty the chaffs? And what is my procedure if I do back-to-back roasts? For example, with 1 kilo natural batches.
It's a very good question. The thing is, the chaff box will get filled quickly with naturals because they produce much more chaff. And it's a matter of knowing, depending on your batch size, of course, how many batches you can run without changing it. Some users actually buy another chaff box. Take off the one it's running. It will, there will come an error message saying, well, the chaff box is off. But you can actually put on a new one. And wait until it's detected, and you can continue from there.
Okay, good.
Doing that even in batch back-to-back mode.
At what point of the roast, in preheating or before I'm pressing the
when you are in back? I mean, so just after pressing F1. There you are kind of in the state between ending and starting a new roast. So this is where you can actually
take out the chaff filter, chaff box, and could replace it with another one, and then go back into.
As soon as you enter the preheat state, I mean, after pressing PRS, then it detects carefully whether everything is okay with the chaff filter. And that's where you don't want it to be off.
And if I don't have a second chaff box, can I then use a vacuum, or what am I going to do? Or do I just need to empty it after, let's say, every second or third batch?
Well, you'll have to find out yourself when the chaff box gets filled, because it's so dependent on your batch size and your bean type. But having said that, what I usually do is to take off the whole chaff box, then pull out the filter, because while it's off, why don't you clean the the filter and have a look and see if it needs to be switched over to a new one or clean. And while you have it off, you have a very nice access to the whole box, and you can vacuum out the chaffs from there. And putting back the filter and you can go on.
This is a procedure that I could do between the batches, and I would need to do then when it's in back mode.
Yeah, when you're in back mode. Never do that while it's preheating.
Yeah, okay, perfect. Thank you, Stefan. I hope this video was helpful for you. If you want to know more about the Ailio Bullet Roaster, you can go to either the Ailio websites, ailio.com or ailio.dk for Ailio Europe, or also on our website, roasttravels.com, where you find instructions, manuals, and roasting profiles for the machine. And if you have any questions, you can come back anytime to Stefan or me. And until then, I wish you a lot of fun and success roasting on your Ailio Bullet Roaster.